The seven plagues of Revelation, the fifth plague, Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. In the tabernacle of witness and within the holy place dwelt the Ark of the Covenant. The top of the ark was bordered by a crown of gold, and within this crown the mercy seat. From the ends of this seat the wings of two cherubim extended over the ark. When the blood of the Lamb was placed upon this mercy seat, the Spirit of the Lord would appear above it, and the light of his glory would fill the tabernacle. As we know, Moses' tabernacle on earth was only a shadow of Jesus' tabernacle in heaven, and its seat but an image of his throne. The ark's crown, the symbol of God's authority in the law, the bread from heaven, and the high priest's branch. Testaments that have established kingdoms and governed nations, yet spoke of an everlasting dominion, and a kingdom that ever lives in Jesus' law, his gospel and spirit, and ever breathes judgment, mercy, and faith. However, the blood of Jesus' sacrifice rejected, this mercy seat becomes a judgment seat, overshadowed by the archangels Michael and Satan, whose authority abides in the letter of the law without mercy, and whose dominion wrestles continuously without rest between the seasons of blessing and cursing, and of life and death. In the book of Revelation, in the dragon that is the covenant of the law cast to earth, we see its seven heads crowned, the seven times of God's creation which travail in the law, which purpose creates and brings forth Jesus Christ in us, who ascending into heaven leads captivity captive. As it is written, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And to him shall the gathering of the people be. Amen. Brethren, does Jesus' throne abide in you? Is his blood upon our hearts? And does the word of his kingdom live and breathe in you? Yet upon the beast rising from the sea, that is Jesus' gospel corrupted, we see its 10 horns crowned. In the books of Daniel and Revelation, these 10 horns are 10 kings. They are 10 commandments, the testament of God's rule on earth, referred to in scripture in the book of Revelation as the kings of the earth. Their authority has established nations and religions without the blood of Jesus. The seat of the beast declared in the fifth plague refers to a judgment seat that has replaced the blood of the Lamb with the blood of bulls and goats. Gospels that have replaced Jesus' faith with the works that abide under the authority of the law in men. Of gospels that deny the Spirit of God that moves upon the face of the waters of baptism and repentance. That deny the blood of sin forgiven and reject the seal of Jesus' name, that is, the promise of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ in you. Of gospels, as we have heard in previous plagues, that reject the testimony of the prophets and apostles, which blaspheme Jesus' name. And from this gnawing of their tongues, the blasphemy and sores multiply, men's traditions, religious doctrine and beliefs, void of true light. Jesus says, Matthew 6, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen. Remember, the light of the moon ordained to rule the night is the law, and the light of the sun ordained to rule the day is Jesus Christ's gospel. Brethren, this tabernacle is in you and me. Its seat is the table of our heart, and its dominion and kingdom that of either Jesus or man. If religious dogma reigns in us, then we sit as God upon Jesus' throne. If we have replaced Jesus' salvation with creeds that save us, then we are desolate and know it not. This sin and its consuming wickedness has gone out from our churches and into our communities, just as it did in Ezekiel's day. The beast that rises from the sea is Jesus' testimony altered, In its corrupted testimony is a grievous wound, an image, creeds of men's blasphemy. While this wound, like Jeroboam's hand, is healed, its sin is never forgiven. From its sin has come a consuming darkness that fills the kingdoms of this world, darkness that fills God's word in us. This darkness resides in our laws. Statutes that once established good communities have bred worms, and from their curses, violence and lewdness overflow our communities. Our honour of parents and love for one another is devoured by laws that set us against one another. And as hope is devoured, we seek death, the weeping and the gnashing of teeth Jesus warned of. Worse still, same-sex marriages reverse God's order of things. And as men rejoice, its vile depravity is as salt and brimstone in the hearts of those who rejoice in them. For all of these things are given to men that we might consider what we have done to his word. Make no mistake. If Jesus' dominion, bound in his faith and commandments, lives in you without spot, then you abide in the kingdom of God. Let his faith be in you clean. However, if his gospel in us is touched by the idolatry of our church teachings, then we must repent. And if we repent, Jesus will turn again and purge and cleanse his dominion in us until we are changed and the glory of his truth and his commandment of an endless life become in you and in me an everlasting kingdom, Jesus' kingdom, amen. O Lord, the things Peter and Paul and others bound on earth, you have bound in heaven. Bind these things too, Lord, and these children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.